Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Wake up, America. Is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare? I coined that term back in 1989 on AM/FM radio. Well, it appears that it could be. So listen up, because we have information that is just in. ICE agent refuses Obama's $100,000 hush money for her silence.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up. This is Justin. Well, first of all, let me say that if you thought that the story blasted across the mainstream media consistently every day for months, day in, day out, and demonized the President of the United States by the Democrats, that was related to the stripper Stormy Daniels, who had an affair with businessman Donald J. Trump. He was not the president at the time. He was not a political figure at the time. He was a businessman, and this is not unusual for businessmen, I'm sorry to say. But anyway, Donald Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, arranged for a settlement offer between the two adults in the amount of about $30,000. Stormy Daniels accepted the $30,000. Can't blame her. Most women who have affairs don't get a penny. So anyway, she accepted the $30,000 for her silence or hush money, whichever you want to call it. And she signed the settlement offer, and they all went on their merry way. But then her attorney, Avenatti, and Ms. Daniels decided to come back after the president won election in November 2016 and file another lawsuit and exposed this information. Now we have an ICE agent who refuses to accept the settlement offer, Obama's $100,000 hush money for her silence, so the news reports. So which scandal do you think is more important that is not being covered now by the mainstream media, but the Stormy Daniels story went on and on and on forever? Couldn't get enough of Stormy Daniels. So let's get started, and I'll tell you what happened. This is from theteaparty.org. ICE agent refuses Obama's hush money and exposes Hillary Clinton's treason instead. Top patriots, including Harry Reid, former senator, very long time in office, maybe 20, 30 years, Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Rodham Clinton, fought against a lone agent, an ICE agent, to keep their crimes hidden, hushed up. ICE agent and patriotic whistleblower Taylor Johnson, she's a hero, patriot, almost lost everything after revealing government corruption. We know today that there are hundreds of whistleblowers. I'm a whistleblower. There are hundreds of whistleblowers and witnesses and truthers who have suddenly died and mysteriously died under suspicious circumstances, swept away over the past three or four decades before they testified and went to heaven. The Obama administration targeted Johnson after she started to report fraudulent activity in the EB-5 visa program. Well, if you recall, the attorney Kahn, who was supporting Hillary Clinton and spoke out during her campaign, it was alleged that he was selling these EB-5 visa programs for a nice big fat fee for the Muslims in the Middle East to expedite their citizenship here and entry into the USA. This was a secret program that the American people didn't know about. At least the majority of Americans never heard of the EB-5 visa program. They only heard about legal citizenship, legal entry through the ports of entry, and inspections required. They even offered her $100,000 to stay silent. Hush up. Instead, she exposed a long line of Hillary allies, including her brother, Tony Rodham, via the Daily Caller. The EB-5 visa program is a shady system which rich foreigners can buy their way into our country. Investing as little as $500,000 allows potential immigrants special access to the green card program, which means they are bypassing our legal process that is constitutional, federal law, that requires them to enter through the ports of entry and requires them to have background checks and health care checks, hopefully, because we have a lot of communicable diseases coming into our country from third world nations that were never here before, such as typhus, rare hepatitis forms. We also have SARS and measles and chickenpox, things that were eradicated from the USA, and other diseases that were never in the USA are coming into the USA and are here in LA, San Francisco, San Diego, other states. They're here because of the failure of the Democrats and the RINOs who have refused over the years to fund a wall to help Border Patrol and ICE and the sheriffs control the borders and to make sure that they identify every person who is seeking entrance into the USA, but instead have been sneaking across our borders, and now we have millions of unidentified people who are somehow on our welfare programs and Obamacare, which we, the American people, are forced to fund, along with the sanctuary cities and the no-go zones on our homeland. Wake up, America. Wake up. The EB-5 visa program is a shady system which rich foreigners can buy their way into our country. Investing as little as $500,000 allows potential immigrants special access to the green card program. Taylor Johnson was a model agent and had never received a disciplinary action until she started to push back against Obama's criminal goons. Now, if you have a Muslim Brotherhood that is involved in 57 countries and they have oil and excessive amounts of cash and money to spend, imagine just buying them a green card in an EB-5 visa for millions of their citizens, because they have billions, they believe in overpopulation, to enter into the United States and Europe, but especially the United States, through this fast-track system without the American knowing it, and they wake up one day and they don't recognize their country anymore because they bought their way into our country. And here the American people are naive, thinking that the only way to get into our country was to either sneak across the border and be an illegal, which is a crime, so then they're a criminal, or harbored and financed and aided and abetted by the Democrats, which is a crime too. Or they can apply legally through the ports of entry and go through the inspections and seek approval by ICE, Border Patrol, and sheriffs. So what a way to conquer a nation. Just pay your way in. Have the government spying up these EB-5 cards and sending their citizens into our nation until they overpopulate and dominate and infiltrate into the government, into the schools, into the churches, and set up their no-go zones and call the police and have Americans arrested because they believe they were insulted. Or passing out Christian literature on a Christian nation, which is their homeland and their right to do. Stunning how what has happened since the Obama, Hillary, Bush, Cheney, Biden, Democratic, Rhino have ignored the Constitution of the United States. Taylor Johnson was a model agent, and she had never received a disciplinary action until she started to push back against Obama's criminal goons. Some of the violations investigated surrounding the project included bank and wire fraud, testified ICE agent Johnson before Congress. This is under oath and on the record, congressional record. I discovered ties, she said, to organized crime and high-ranking politicians, and they received promotions that appeared to facilitate the program, unquote. And that's exactly what happens, is that people who cooperate suddenly are protected, it appears, and then get another position or they get a big fat severance pay, a big fat bonus. Johnson reported the fraudulent activity to her supervisor, which most naive Americans would do, and received little or no response. She explained that some visas were granted only 16 days after the original application was submitted. And we know for a fact that there have been people who applied legally that have been waiting almost 10 years to be approved. Corey Reed, Harry Reid's son, was an attorney for the law firm that represented the casino, and Johnson was apparently obstructing a backdoor deal. During her investigation, Johnson held up a visa application for an investor at a Las Vegas casino, and Johnson did not know that the casino was connected to Democrat Senator Harry Reid or his son, Corey Reid, and his client. Instead of receiving praise for uncovering the corruption, Johnson was targeted by her boss, Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas was the second in command at the Department of Homeland Security. Oh my gosh, you can see how high up the ladder all of the corruption goes on and on and on as they self-protect, self-police, and self-discipline, and then punish the whistleblowers, the witnesses, and the truthers. And the patriots, and the constitutionalists, and the pro-lifers, and the Christians, and conservatives, etc. Johnson was placed on administrative leave and had her badge and gun taken from her for being a good ICE agent and doing her job. Mayorkas intervened in the case and approved the visa under pressure from Harry Reid. Harry Reid was very, very strong and Democrat senator in there for, what, two or three decades, and he was definitely a player with, along with Feinstein, Biden, Obama, Hillary, Bill. I mean, they've been there a long time. These are long-time associates. Holder, him and his wife own abortion clinics, mandated taxpayer abortions worldwide. Hello. You just got to do some homework research to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And eventually, you're going to come up with your answers. Do your homework. Don't take my word for it. Mayorkas intervened in the case and approved the visa under pressure from Harry Reid. Mayorkas' intervention was later deemed inappropriate by the Inspector General, but nothing ever came from the investigation. Johnson was offered $100,000 if she agreed to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So which is more important, Stormy Daniels and Trump, while a businessman, not in politics, not the President of the United States, agreeing to a settlement offer to keep an adulterous affair silent and hushed up, or the ICE agent being offered $100,000 in hush money to cover up corruption? Well, the Democrats think that the Stormy Daniels affair obviously is much more important. Mayorkas and Governor McAuliffe were in frequent contact as the two pushed aggressively for EB-5's approval for the governor's company, Green Tech Automotive. So Attorney Cullen apparently went off the radar, and apparently he is closely linked to Hillary Clinton, allegedly, because he was there speaking out for Hillary Clinton and demonizing President Trump during her campaign, and he was involved in these fast-track visas that Americans didn't know anything about, and he was fast-tracking Middle Easterners into the USA. Who knows how many he fast-tracked. So, is that legal? Or is that a scam on Americans and a fraud on Americans who are told to believe that the government, the federal government, is upholding and following the constitutional immigration laws and citizenship laws, which require assimilation and require allegiance to the United States Constitution, not to foreign ideologies. Majorca and Governor McAuliffe were in frequent contact as the two pushed aggressively for EB-5s. Why would they do that? For their approval for the governor's company, Green Tech Automotive. Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, and that's Hillary Rodham Clinton, helps run the electric car company, and you want to know why they want green energy and electric cars for a moment. So the article goes on to say that the ICE agent refuses Obama's hush money and exposes Hillary Rodham Clinton's treason instead. Now think about that for a moment, because this is not unusual in America. I wrote the award-winning book with unethical publisher that was seen around the world, sold around the world on Amazon.com, and was given a 5-star review and has been featured in the Daily Law Journal that for judges and lawyers, and actually featured in the veterans newspapers and many, many more worldwide magazines too, and national radio. And in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, and watch for the second edition if God wants, it will be coming out in 2019. So you can look on my public page on Facebook for that information. I wrote an article that says, inside the book, A Heavy Badge, Gavel, and Briefcase was the chapter title. And it was, let's see, chapter 3. Abuse of power versus protecting their own, and this is what I wrote. Mr. Wright writes in his book about an investigation located in Wyoming that involved high-profile politicians with strong political ties. He said that after 18 months of investigation, that he and his partner were ready to serve a warrant, but that he was advised not to make the arrest by his superiors. And according to Mr. Wright, the investigation was done for all the right reasons, but the system broke down. And deciding that public attention would be the only way which the Wyoming case would be prosecuted, Mr. Wright contacted the Los Angeles Times. He said, "My decision was not an easy one. I had violated department regulations and knew the risk involved. But he wanted to expose the corruption, and his superiors suppressed it. Our public officials and prominent business leaders should be held to the same standard of conduct as everyone else. Crime is a crime," Mr. Wright stated. Wright was seeking justice, like Ms. Johnson, the ICE agent. And instead, he says, "On a sweltering Friday, July 1, 1974, the supervisor of the Los Angeles office of the United States Treasury Department called me into his office. He said, 'Wright, Washington advises me to have you turn in your badge, your gun, credit card, and cash advance. You are relieved of your responsibilities here.'" Well, isn't this what happened to Kentucky ICE agent Johnson, except she was offered $100,000 in hush money because she hadn't gone to the press. Furthermore, to the best of my ability, furthermore, Washington is considering prosecuting you, Mr. Wright, on, as of yet, undetermined charges. Wright said, I wanted to remember my badge the way it was, not the distorted image it had become. He says on July 4, 1974, while America celebrated its independence, I was separated forever from government service because I'd done what I thought was right. He said he wrote a resignation letter, but the government wouldn't accept it, and I was told that the wording was not acceptable and that if it was not changed, I would be prosecuted. Wright asked, what are the charges? The man from Washington responded, we are prepared to arrest you immediately on charges of treason, espionage, giving out confidential income tax information, selling diagrams of government installations to a foreign power. And then, almost as if an afterthought, he added, and the misdemeanor of giving information to the press without going through channels. Mr. Wright said, if they arrested me, I'd have a criminal rap sheet and would spend the rest of my life explaining how I came to be arrested for treason and espionage. Not only would my career have been over, but my job prospects would never exceed folding napkins at a taco stand. I had no choice at all. Wiping away tears of sad frustration, the secretary slowly typed my second letter of resignation. The people with whom I had spent thousands of hours stood in a small, silent group. No one said a word as I scribbled my signature. It was over. Silent tears, my departure from government service for exposing corruption. So, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how the government doesn't work for the people, we the people, but it does work for the government. It works as a self-disciplining, self-policing, and self-protecting system in far too many cases. Over the past, three or four decades, it has increased, not decreased. So don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc, Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
That's right, so listen up.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up, because we have a just-in scandal that an ICE agent refused Obama's $100,000 hush money is now exposed, and the Daily Caller also exposed it. And the Daily Caller's article was written by Evan Garr, G-A-H-R, investigative journalist, and it says, the Department of Homeland Security on Thursday dismissed an ICE whistleblower it was secretly smearing to reporters after she testified before Congress about her troubles with the agency. Special Agent Taylor Johnson, who had a storied career until she irked Senator Minority Leader Harry Reid by objecting to a visa program, the EB-5 visa program, for foreign investors tied to the senator's son. And the majority of those were from Pakistan and other China and other countries. And you want to know why there's so many anchor babies going on in America who the Democrats protect? Well, they now want to kill off the United States natural-born American citizens up to 9 months or even after infanticide. Stunning, 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 and shocking. Shameful, shameful. It's hard to even comprehend. So if you can look at a nine-month-old baby and imagine a doctor calling himself a doctor, an abortionist, Dr. Frankenstein, stabbing that baby to death and ripping off its organs and body parts for profit, along with Planned Parenthood and the federal government approving of it under Obama, who wrote the death panel for future natural-born Americans, and Nancy Pelosi, who lied about it, then I guess you're a Democrat. But if you have a nine-month-old baby, take a look at that baby, because you're lucky. You're lucky that you didn't fall into that trap, that liberal, democratic, sinister trap. The Department of Homeland Security on Thursday dismissed an ICE whistleblower it was secretly smearing to reporters after she testified before Congress about her troubles with the agency. Gee, what a great use of taxpayers' money that would have been, the $100,000, instead of paying a ICE agent to remain silent about corruption. That is absolutely not unusual, only unusual if you hadn't been a advocate for justice with firsthand experience who has interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people around the country and helped many, as myself, and written about these issues for 25 years. But America wasn't ready for that, and neither was I. I didn't want to believe that our government was corrupted. I grew up at a time when we respected law enforcement, we respected judges and lawyers and politicians. We trusted them with our lives. We trusted them with our decisions in court. We trusted them to defend us, to be objective and fair. Well, that was an illusion. Anyway, DHS Acting Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Tom Brazil, did not respond to multiple inquiries about the reason for ICE Agent Johnson's dismissal and why they tried to buy her silence and hush her up. Despite all the media coverage of her case, including a Washington Gadfly report that the ICE press secretary, with the approval of Brazil, was peddling confidential information to discredit the ICE agent, Ms. Johnson, in violation of the Privacy Act. Taylor is not surprised she got the boot. My entire chain of command was appointed by Obama, she remarked. They can do anything they want, and apparently they do. In testimony last June to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Johnson said she was stripped of her gun and badge, just like Mr. Wright, the story I read you before the break, without explanation after discovering fraud and abuse. Well, if you discover fraud and abuse and you're talking about people in public office, somehow that gets twisted around and you're being accused. So be very careful because many truthers, whistleblowers, and witnesses, as we know, hundreds and hundreds over the past three or four decades, went to heaven sooner than they should have under mysterious circumstances. She said that during her investigation in 2013, she discovered the EB-5 applicants from China, Russia, Pakistan, Malaysia. And here we have them talking about Hillary and Obama accusing, and the Democrats accusing President Trump of being in bed with the Russians. And here we have them selling EB-5 visas to expedite their citizens coming into the USA within a couple of weeks, 16 days. China, Russia, these are Pakistan. Pakistan's a terrorist country. Communist China, and the Democrats are complaining about Russia. And here they're selling them EB-5 visas for $500,000 or whatever. These visas had been approved in as little as 16 days. 2 weeks, boom, you're citizens of the USA. Forget about going through the constitutional legal way of becoming a U.S. citizen. Not important anymore. It's all about the money. Anyway, and that case files lacked the basic and necessary law enforcement queries, you know, like inspecting them for background checks, if they're terrorists, if radical, anti-American, what organizations they belong to, who they're linked to, silly things like that. Or if they have a communicable disease. At ICE, Johnson had amassed many awards and never had any disciplinary problems. But everything changed abruptly in 2013 when she invoked the ire of Senator Reid by holding up visas for a foreign investor in a Las Vegas casino represented by his son, Attorney Corey Reid. Well, Senator Reid was the senator for Nevada for two or three decades. We definitely need term limits in America. Definitely. Hello. The senator's office complained to Johnson's special agent in charge. She was then placed on administrative leave without explanation on October 13, 2013. She didn't get a reward. She didn't get a new position and an award put around her neck like we see Obama giving to all his buds frequently on news press information. Under pressure from Senate Democratic staffers, Johnson did not mention in her testimony the role Reid's office played in her ouster. But the DHS Inspector General concluded in a report last March that U.S. Customs and Immigration Services Director Alejandro Mayorkas intervened in an unprecedented matter to approve EB-5 visas for the Las Vegas casino investors after pressure from Reid's office. They were Las Vegas casino investors, and they got EB-5 access. The report essentially vindicated complaints by Johnson and other DHS employees about the program. DHS has never given any public explanation for the disciplinary action it took against Johnson. After the hearing, a DHS spokeswoman said they do not talk about personnel matters. They don't want to talk about what they know, and yet they are angry and upset on the left when they question Republicans in a congressional hearing, like the acting AG, Mr. Whitaker. Very, very angry. But this past December, ICE Press Secretary Gillian Christensen, citing confidential information from Johnson's file, tried to convince this reporter off the record that she was a dishonest and a problem employee. Why would she do that? Why would she do that is a question blowing in the wind. That argument is going to be even harder to peddle now that the department would have allowed Johnson, the ICE agent, to leave with a clean record and $100,000 in spending money if she promised to keep her mouth shut and just hush it. Johnson is soliciting donations on GoFundMe.com to cover her legal fees for a possible federal lawsuit. Well, thank you, ICE agent Johnson. I hope you get enough money donated at GoFundMe for your legal fees and for a federal lawsuit, because this should have never happened to you. It should never happen to anyone who is working in the government or in private industry who have links to high-profile people within the government. So this sets up the two-tier justice system that I talked about in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, and warned Americans about. And also it sets up the double standard, one for them and one for everybody else. And we're not in that particular group of being one of them, because you have to agree to their agendas. And if you don't agree, then you're offered hush money. And if you don't accept the hush money, I guess, then your life will be destroyed, or you'll be going to heaven sooner than later. Or you'll get knocked off of Facebook, social media. And they don't like truthers, and at least that's been my experience. So there's alternative news, which I've been doing for, 25 years, and on AM, FM radio shows, and created my own cable TV show, Women Fight Back, Issues of the Day, and interviewed probably thousands of people, and prominent people from around the world, judges, lawyers, community activists, community leaders, and victims of injustice and victims of legal abuse. So that's why I wrote the book, Fight Back Legal Abuse. I do want you to watch for it in 2009, God willing, the second edition. You're really going to need this information because, unfortunately, there is no justice, and that's written in my book as well. There is no justice. There are only decisions. So when you make a decision, make a good decision, and you better have enough money to hire a lawyer because America throws more Americans, citizens, in jail than any other country in the world, including China and Russia. Why are we the most civilized nation in the world throwing more of our citizens in prison than any other nation in the world? Well, Obama and the Democrats released and funded terrorists and released them from Gitmo and flew them back out of the country. And Obama and Governor Jerry Brown, former governor of California, for 8 years, released felons along with Obama onto the streets of America and forced Americans to pay for no-go zones and sanctuary cities. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows them to do that. There's nothing in their job descriptions that allow them to do that. Nothing in their sworn oath that allows them to do that. Nothing in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. So who are they protecting? Who are they funding? And who are they harboring inside the USA and aiding and abetting with their open border policies that are spreading communicable diseases? They spread a rare form, unknown here in the USA, of hepatitis C over in San Diego that had to be quarantined for quite a while. And now there's typhus in L.A. and San Francisco, where former Governor Jerry Brown created, who is, California is now under Governor Newsom, who is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And Nancy Pelosi admitted that they did not read Obamacare, but they had to approve it and rubber stamp it before they knew what was in it, so they could find out what was in it. Obamacare should be nullified. I wrote the first blog saying Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal, and it includes death panels to Americans, and we are watching that now, and it's getting worse as they're targeting the U.S. natural-born, full-born babies, infanticide of America's babies, while we're funding anchor babies, millions of anchor babies and EB-5 visas that create more anchor babies. Why? Because there is a sinister program going on here to migrate this country with foreigners, turning our country into a foreign nation of foreign ideologies, foreign babble, confusion, chaos, crisis, and communicable diseases. Why? Well, maybe it's to call out martial law. Maybe it's to call out curfew. Maybe it's to take away, if the left wins and is able to impeach or indict President Trump, and or somehow something happens to President Trump and Vice President Pence, like almost happened when Nancy Pelosi and her team were attempting to leave the country, and the Secret Service and the FBI thwarted an attack by the terrorists against the White House and were plotting to fire on the White House and blow it up with President Trump and Vice President Pence inside, and that would have made Nancy Pelosi president of the USA. Well, good luck after that. And that's all we have time for. So hope you enjoyed the show. I hope it gave you lots of reason to think and to research and do your homework and read. Reading's so important. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. And by the way, they have. And together, we can make a positive difference.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.